This is Steve Knopfsinger with KFRM reporting on the Oldie Seed Farm's Fall Harvest Tour update, sponsored in part by Morton Buildings, Kansas Corn, and Kansas Sorghum. On August 29th, I had the opportunity to attend the Corn Listening Tour in Wamego, Kansas, and I also had the opportunity to talk with Brett Grauholtz, the North Central Kansas board member with the Kansas Corn Growers Association. Here's what he had to say about the fall harvest in his neck of the woods.
I'm Brett Grauholtz, Kansas Corn Growers Association, North Central Kansas District Board member, located northwest of Belleville, Kansas, about 30 miles, right up on the state line.
Okay. How is the harvest coming this year?
Combines are just starting to roll. You see a lot of high moisture corn coming out, going to the feedlots, and then we got some upper teens corn fields that are getting picked. The early planted stuff is definitely starting to roll out and roll into grain bins and to the train terminals and stuff like that. I'm going to say in the next 2 to 4 weeks, it'll be full harvest in north central Kansas, and the combines will definitely be rolling really hard and heavy. Yield's been coming out. They're about normal, a lot better than last year, but it's going to be pretty spotty. Rains were pretty spotty this year, and as we move forward things, we'll find out as combines roll.
So the rains have been pretty spotty in your neck of the woods?
They have been very, very spotty. I mean, there's another one of those. It'll rain here 2 miles down the road. It won't rain. And it can be anywhere from 1 inch to 0 inches on those short distances.
Do you have any idea how much silage corn is going to go to silage and how much will go to grain this year?
Up in our neck of the woods, most of it is going to come out as grain. Or it'll go as a wet corn into the local feedlots. But I would say 70% of it will get harvested as a regular corn seed up in my general neck of the woods.
How are the other crops doing this year in your area?
These late rains that we have been getting the last couple weeks have saved some soybeans, but again, it's been pretty spotty. You can start to see the soybeans turn. It's going to be variable as you go across the field, I have a feeling. On my personal farm, I got some soybeans that look great, and I got some soybeans that look flat out terrible. Our geographies on our farms, just spotty rains.
Too bad on that, for those that didn't get rain anyway.
Yes, it is. And under the irrigation, it's a little bit more level, but the pivots have been running a lot in the last 4 or 5 weeks.
How's the milo?
We don't have a ton of milo up by us.
Oh.
We're really heavy in Republic County. We're real heavy corn and soybeans. And actually, Republic County, Kansas, is one of the top 10 producing counties of corn in the state of Kansas. So we're real heavy on corn. A lot of it's thanks to the irrigation. And just kind of in that neck of the woods that we got corn. A couple of milo fields I've driven by, they look good. But we're still quite a ways out from harvest on them.
Any other thoughts about harvest this season?
Not really. Just wish everybody a safe, plentiful harvest. And hopefully get it all out before the snow flies.
Well, thanks, Brett, for sharing this today.
Not a problem.
This has been Steve Knopfsinger with KFRM reporting on the Oldie Seed Farm's Fall Harvest Tour update, sponsored in part by Morton Buildings, Kansas Corn, and Kansas Sorghum.